And here is the Writer's Almanac, Thursday, July the 12th, 2018. It was on this day, 1389, Geoffrey Chaucer was appointed clerk of the King's Works for King Richard II. In his official notice, Chaucer was declared to be in charge of the King's Palace of Westminster, the Tower of London, the Castle of Berkhamsted, the Manors of Hennington, Eltham, Clarendon, Sheen, Byfleet, Chiltern, Langley, and Feckenham, various lodges with the power to choose, masons, carpenters, and all sundry other workmen and laborers who are needful for the work wheresoever they can be found within or without all liberties, and to set the same to labor at the said works at our wages. It was a good deal for Chaucer. His salary more than tripled from his previous appointment as a manager of customs, but he only stayed in this job for 2 years. Nobody knows whether he quit or was fired. The next job was managing a royal forest. In 1399, he took out a lease for a house on the grounds of Westminster Abbey, and then he completely disappears from the printed record. Chaucer's gravestone says that he died in 1400. Nobody knows how he died or where, but he was buried in Westminster Abbey because he lived there and because of his position as clerk of the King's Works. Then in the 16th century, a larger tomb was erected for Chaucer. Edmund Spenser was buried nearby, and that was the beginning of what became known as Poet's Corner. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile, in 1904. When he was 19 years old, Neruda sold all of his possessions so that he could publish his first book, Crepuscolario Twilight. And because his father did not approve of his writing poetry, he did not publish it under his given name, Neftali Ricardo Reyes Basualto, but under the pen name Pablo Neruda. And in 1924, he published Veinte Poemas de Amor y una Canción Desesperada, in English, 20 love poems and a song of despair. Pablo Neruda, who always wrote in green ink because he believed it was the color of hope. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." Henry David Thoreau, born David Henry Thoreau in Concord, Massachusetts, 1817. He published Walden, or Life in the Woods, in 1854. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Donald Westlake, born in Brooklyn, 1933, author of more than 100 books. He worked as a first reader for a number of magazines in New York by day, and at night he wrote his own short stories. Got a couple hundred rejection slips before his first short story was ever accepted. And then in 1960, his first novel was published by Random House, The Mercenaries, a huge bestseller. Donald Westlake wrote fast. Sometimes he published 4 books a year. And because publishers had reservations about releasing many titles in 1 year by a single author, he used pen names. Richard Stark, Kurt Clark, Timothy J. Culver, Tucker Coe, Samuel Holt, and Edwin West. Donald Westlake wrote on a manual typewriter right up until he died on New Year's Eve 2008. He just didn't want to have a machine sitting in front of him and humming. For many years, he wrote in the middle of the night, started at 10 in the evening, went until 4 in the morning. And then he changed to daytime, but still wrote 7 days a week. He said, "I loved working at night, but social reality impeded. Now I wander in here at 9 in the morning or so and come back for a while in the afternoon." Usually wrote about 7,000 words in one sitting, which is something like 25 double-spaced pages. And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 BC, came from an aristocratic family. In the last years of his life, Caesar was appointed absolute dictator of Rome, had ambitious plans to redistribute wealth and land, began planning public works programs and an invasion of Germany. But a group of senators led by Brutus and Cassius wanted to bring back the old republic, and they assassinated him on the steps of the Senate. Here's a poem for today, a poem by William Henry Davies, poem entitled Leisure. What is this life if full of care we have no time to stand and stare? No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight, streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. Poem by William Henry Davies entitled Leisure. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.